100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
You're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory and Ivory Coast Media Production.
Welcome once again to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. Greetings to my listeners in Japan, Germany, United Kingdom, India, right here in the USA. Welcome to all of you all around the world. It's great to be with you. We're still dealing with this pandemic, but we're slowly but surely coming out. Let's keep doing those things that we need to do, like masking up, sanitizing our hands, and social distancing. It's not a punishment nor an infringement of our human rights. These are practices to help save our lives. None of us have spare bodies in the closet, at least not last time I checked. We don't have any spare bodies we can slip into if this body fails, so we've got to do our due diligence to ensure our survival. You are extremely valuable to somebody, so continue to make the gift of you available. Speaking of value, a good friend of mine, Mr. Benny Randall, sent me a text the other day from a post that I think is very powerful and poignant. For those of us who are entrepreneurs, today we're going to talk about knowing your worth, not thinking your worth, or guessing it, knowing it. It's the difference between those who make $100 and $1 million doing the exact same thing. So here's the question of the day. Do you really know your worth? When someone gives you an RFP, a request for proposal, are you easily lowballed into a fee that won't pay for the ink your invoice will be printed on? Are you fearful of rejection? Afraid of hearing no? I think at some point most entrepreneurs have dealt with those issues. Did you ever stop to think to yourself, what is this fear I'm feeling? Let me pause for a moment and say this about fear. Fear is a useful emotion if it gets you to ask questions about the source of your fear. If you face it. I'm reminded of my junior high school days, and that was a long time ago. But there were the cool kids, and there were the nerdy and or geeky types. I was the latter, often the object of pranks and insults. Sometimes it bothered me, and other times I found a way to ignore it. But one day, out of the blue, this kid in my class announces that he is going to kick my butt after school. You know how, I don't know what it was like in your junior high school, but if someone announced a fight, it was almost like Ali Frazier. Everybody was going to be standing around waiting to see the fight. At any rate, this was this announcement came at 8:30 a.m. So I had the whole day to think about this kid that for reasons I didn't understand, and quite frankly, I still don't to this day, I didn't understand why he wanted to fight me. He didn't give a reason, didn't say, you did this to me, you talked about my mom, I heard it. It wasn't none of that. Just announced, I'm going to kick your butt after school. And you know how everybody in the class, ooh, everybody was all, yeah, it's going to be a fight, it's going to be a fight. Did you hear? The clock seemed to tick away faster that particular day, hurtling me with lightning speed to the end of the day, slamming me headfirst into 3:30 p.m., the end of the school day. The fear I felt that day was almost paralyzing. Slowly, I packed my book bag, hoping that if I packed it slow enough that he'd think I was gone, or that maybe he changed his mind, or he would have changed his mind, or something. But I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to fight. I just did not want to fight. I stepped out of the classroom and headed for the door to get on the bus. I was maybe 25 feet from the door, and like a scene from a movie, he leaps out of nowhere with his fists balled up, looking like wrecking balls. I started backing up, and I pleaded with him that I didn't want to fight, but he wouldn't stop coming toward me. I was backed into a classroom door, and I could retreat no more. It was at that point something inside me clicked, almost as if by magic. It was time to go home. I was worn out by the fear, and I was tired of being scared. I could see in his eyes that he saw something change in mine. He saw my fear disappear, and that big smile on his face evaporated. And like a boxer maneuvering himself out of the corner of a boxing ring, I threw one punch that landed square in his chest, and his eyes opened wide in disbelief. He turned and ran. The fight was over. I thought, that's all I needed to do? I have to tell you that that was one of the most satisfying days of my life, and it was the sweetest ride home on the school bus ever. The moment I chose to face my fear. As I recall and retell this event in my life, something just occurred to me. My fear caused me to forget momentarily that I had been trained in karate only a few years earlier. I forgot that I had been prepared for that moment. Has it ever happened to you? Has your fear ever caused you to forget that you are truly, in fact, prepared, and that you've been prepared for a long time? All the doubts, all the fears, sometimes they mount up and they make you forget. And I'm here to remind you of your brilliance, to remind you of your value. Fear often comes when we are not prepared, and in that case, you should be scared. There are times when we know we don't study as we should. We fail to get the needed tools that a particular job or assignment requires because we slacked off or played around when it was time to put in work. It's like exam day. The people who studied and memorized the material that was given months earlier have a very calm, confident demeanor, while those who blew off the study time have the look of panic and dread, trying to remember information that they never put in their heads. Preparation my friends, breeds confidence. Write that down, and I'll say it one more time. Preparation breeds confidence. Part of knowing your worth is knowing you paid the price to be where you are and to charge what you charge. You didn't try to cheat the process. If you don't remember anything else I tell you, remember this. You can't cheat the process. You can't cram for a crisis. I'll say this again, too. You cannot cram in the middle of a crisis. You're either prepared or you're not. On your entrepreneurial journey, there will be times that even though you're prepared, fear will still try to creep in the form of self-doubt or fear of rejection or fear of whatever. It's in those moments that you must still your soul and remind yourself, yes, you've got to talk to yourself and remind yourself that you're paid up and worthy because you know what it cost to become who you are. Never, ever forget what it cost you to become who you are. Never, ever let anyone cheapen it or cheapen you. Don't get lowballed because you forgot who you are. You forgot that you are worthy and prepared. I have a couple of examples that illustrate the power of knowing your worth. Yes, it's a post my friend shared. You thought I forgot, thought I got lost in the story, but I didn't. I'll share it with you after this.
Bethlehem House is a respite for homeless working women. They can stay here for up to a year. When they come, they're kind of disheveled a little bit, but we try and put them back together here. Our goal is for them to save money. It's very important, and clean their credit, because without good credit, your money is no good. Isn't that amazing? But they stay here for a year, and we kind of get them back together, and they go on.
So, Sam, I heard your grandma say they're donating that car to Charity Motors.
Yeah.
Said they're getting a full fair market tax deduction for it.
I do not know what that means.
It means we get whatever it's worth as a tax deduction. Right when we donate it.
Nope, not getting it.
It means we get money for it. So does the charity we pick. And the car goes half off to someone who really needs it.
Dollar bill, Sam. Whoop, whoop. Charity Motors.
Yep.
No working woman should be homeless. Find out how you can help at bethlehemhouse.org. And remember, there is a benefit to be had by you by donating your car to Charity Motors. And even if you don't have a car, you can make a donation because guess what? The needs never stop. Find out more about Charity Motors at charitymotors.org. Charitymotors.org. here's what I promised I'd tell you. Here's the post. A conversation about perceived value. A customer asked a contractor friend of mine how much it would cost to do this project. My friend gave him a proposal, $4,500. The customer responded, "That seems high." My friend asked, "What do you think is a reasonable price for this job?" The customer answered, $2,500 maximum. My friend responded, "Okay, then I invite you to do it yourself." The customer answered, "I don't know how to." My friend responded, "All right then, how about for $2,500, I'll teach you how to. So besides saving you $2,000, you'll learn valuable skills that will benefit you in the future." The customer answered, "Sounds good, let's do it." My friend responded, "Great, to get started, you're going to need some tools. You will need a chop saw, table saw, cordless drill, bit set, router, skill saw, jigsaw, tool belt, hammer, etc." The customer answered, "But I don't have any of those tools, and I can't justify buying all of these for one job." My friend responded, "Okay, well then for an additional $300, I can rent my tools to you to use for this project." The customer answered, "Okay, that's fair." My friend responded, "Great, we will start the project on Monday." The customer answered, "I work Monday through Friday. I'm only available on the weekends." My friend responded, "If you want to learn from me, you will need to work when I work. This project will take 3 days, so you will need to take 3 days off of work." The customer answered, "That means I'm going to have to sacrifice my pay for 3 days or use my vacation time." My friend responded, "That's true. Remember, when you do a job yourself, you need to account for unproductive factors." The customer answered, "What do you mean by that?" My friend responded, "Doing a job completely from start to finish includes time spent to plan the project, pick up materials, travel time, gas, setup time, cleanup, and waste disposal, amongst other things. That's all in addition to the actual project itself. And speaking of materials, that's where we'll start on Monday, so I will need you to meet me at the lumberyard at 6 a.m. The customer answered, "6 a.m.? My workday doesn't usually start until 8 a.m. My friend responded, "Well then, you're in luck. My plan is to start on the deck build by 8 a.m. But to do so, we will have to start at 6 a.m. to get materials picked up, loaded, and delivered to your job site." The customer answered, "You know, I'm realizing that a lot more goes into a job than what a customer sees in the finished project. Your proposal of $4,500 is quite reasonable. I would like you to handle the project." Conclusion. When you know the value of what you offer and how to articulate that value, you help your clients understand why they pay you what they do. My second and final example is from a meme I saw on Facebook. I'll paraphrase. An employee of an extremely profitable company saw her boss outside standing next to his brand new Lamborghini. She said to him, "Sir, that is truly a beautiful car. It's absolutely fantastic. It's amazing." Her boss replied, "I think so too. And if you put in all your hours, sacrifice your family time, and strive for excellence, I'll get another one next year. My friends, know your worth and know your value. Because if you don't, you will work for someone who does. Strive to build your dreams. Be confident in your preparation and never, ever stop being a student of life. Because there's always more to know, and it's always a good idea to continue to increase your own personal value. That's it for the day, my friends. I want you to go out there and have an absolutely fantastic life. Not just a day, I want you to have a fantastic life. Remember who you are, and remember what you paid to be who you are. Connect with me on Instagram at Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. Connect with me on Facebook at Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. And I'll talk to you next time. You be good to each other. Be good to yourself. Be well, my friends.
Black owned and operated. They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.